Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to Musicals with Cheese. Make me a musical. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Andrew DeWolf. And Hello. Today, Andrew, we've got three special guests.
Oh, we always have special guests, though, but this time it's extra special.
Extra special. Please join me in welcoming from the Come From Away North American Tour, Steffi Dito Manicantiano, Nick Duckart, and Aaron Michael Ray. But today we are going to be making a musical in less than 30 minutes. And we tied one thing that brought you all together, and that's the tour life. So without further ado, the timer's on. In less than 30 minutes, you guys have to pitch us the tour life, the musical. Oh, all right, you guys.
Wait, like, all right. I'm doing all the work. See it. Like, what are you two doing?
It's going to be a fun time. I'm going to ask questions that'll lead you down this. So okay. What the first question is, who's going to be the lead character of the tour life? Is it going to be the fish out of the water, or is it going to be the folks that already are on the tour?
I mean, if I have to pitch, I think it has to be the fish out of water, right? It has to be.
Right.
It has to be Steffi D.
Sure that Nick is just like throwing me under the bus right now.
You're the lead. You're the lead.
Yes.
No, like, let's think about it. You're the person who's come into this touring life, and your journey is the most interesting one. It's like, how does she adjust to, or how does she adapt to this new world out there? You know what I mean?
Okay.
Is it Steffi D, or is it a Steffi D like character that has a different name?
Right.
Ooh.
I mean, I think it should just be Steffi D because I feel like it does sound like a character from something. Like,
yeah.
Like she sounds like maybe she could be a pop star.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe she's a pop star. That's right.
Oh,
okay.
It's like a celebrity cast. And the rest
of
the
exactly.
cast is like jealous in a way. They're like, you didn't work to get here.
Or, you know, maybe she was once a contestant on a singing competition.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the inside joke here is that people on tour have been calling me Canadian Idol Steffi D.
Yeah.
So I feel like there we go. We got our lead character. Perfect.
Yeah, there it is.
Great.
Okay. All right. And what is her narrative goal? Like, she comes into this tour. She has, what is the I Want song that they're going to sing 10 minutes in? We got to have a pitch of like, what is her goal that she has to obtain by the end of this narrative?
I'm going to mine from my own personal experience, which is I have a real problem with showmances. So I'm thinking that her want song is that she wants to have a showmance on this tour, but she's a celebrity and she doesn't know who's going to adapt to the celebrity lifestyle.
Ooh.
Okay.
Like, what do you think?
All right. A showmance. Can we explain that concept really quick?
Oh, yes,
yes,
of
please.
Course. Yes. Well, I'm an expert, so I will explain the concept. So the concept is that when you're doing a show, a musical, a play, whatever, sometimes you're playing opposite somebody who you are playing love interests in the show, and then you end up actually falling in love with them in real life as well as on stage every night. But listen, this can happen also on shows where you're not playing a romantic interest, because I've certainly done it.
Now, does the fictional sort of... Steffi D, is it going to be the lead? Is this going to be a Pride and Prejudice situation where they hate each other at first and they have to kind of grow to love each other?
Yeah, let's make it full like Hallmark movie, I think. Like at the beginning, you know what I mean? It's like, I hate
like
this
guy. Like
they
get in a fight or something. Yeah.
So we're just doing a full Hallmark story. I feel like, just on the tour life.
I feel like what happens is like your character falls in love with like some random like ensemble member that you thought was just like a nobody. You like immediately just like, you mean nothing to me, and you get
why not?
But then something happens.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What if it was like the dance captain who was like putting you into the show or something? Do you know what I mean?
Ooh.
I like that. You guys have creative differences.
Yes.
Or even the assistant director, you know, the one that's yelling at everyone that everyone thinks is kind of a jerk. Yeah. And then it's like, no, there's a softer side and I'm the star and I can see that.
Absolutely.
Yes. I can There would be like a lead male like counterpart
it would be a red herring.
Yeah, it's the red herring, and they think that they're right, but they're not. It's actually this random.
The red herring's name? Like the lead romantically in the show that is not the romantic lead of our show.
Oh.
Right.
Like he has to feel like a Gaston character, I feel like a little bit more bravado.
We also need like the best friend who like talks some sense into her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right. We need names because we got Steffi D and all these other characters.
We need
a douchey name if we're going to have it be a Gaston character but have it be like a douchey name, but the guy really has a heart of gold, right? Like he's actually not that bad.
Right. It's not a bad guy. It's just they're not right for each other.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's like a Chaz or
Chaz or something.
Like Chaz with a Z.
Oh, I like that. Chaz.
Chaz. Oh. It's Chaz. That's it. Chaz.
Something really douchey like that.
All right. And what's like some like working class kind of name for this assistant director character that like seems hard but kind of has a soft side?
Oh. It'd be like a Jack, but I think Jack is overused. Robert?
I feel like a Bobby.
Yeah,
Bobby.
Robert.
Come on over. Fix this light.
Robert's
we got
a good
here.
One.
Bobby.
Robert, but like only the people who really know him. Call him
I like the narrative choice that Robert doesn't sing until the end, where he like has his love confession.
Yeah.
He's not a character that sings at all. Everyone else is because they're from the show world.
Yep. Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. We got to think of this best friend character. And the question is it a boy, girl, non-binary in between? Mm. Like who would be the best friend figure in this story?
I feel like it would be me.
All right. Aaron.
Yeah.
I like that. It's me.
I was going to say it's Aaron. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that's me.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm typecasting myself here, but you know, it feels right.
I like this. Yeah.
Honestly, I think the best friend should end up with Chaz. I think that's like the
that's a twist. I love that.
That's like an act two like twist. And you're like, what?
In a musical, you have the main couple and then you have the secondary couple, and the secondary couple is somehow more healthy than the first one. Okay. Like that's usually how the musical theater structure works.
It's actually, like it makes way sense. Way less toxic.
Yes.
Okay.
Like the carousel thing. All right. So we have our characters. We have it. We have to use the tour setting. Like there has to be a progression of this. So she comes in midway through the tour and they start in Oregon, Portland, Oregon, and the hotels are bad. And she's like just jumping down from what she's used to.
That's an inside joke right there. Nobody listening knows that one, Jess.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
That's true.
They laughed.
I have a question. Audience here? Here's my question.
Yes.
Can you give me this rundown? Which one's Robert? Which one's Chaz? Chaz is like the guy that I end up falling in love with?
No. Chaz is the guy you think you're going to fall in love with because he's the lead in the show.
He's
and
like,
Robert's like the AD that's like yelling at everyone and getting into places.
Great.
And
great.
It's like,
Got it. Yeah. Okay. So,
you kind of fall in love despite each other as opposed to like chasing each other.
Right.
Also, is it set around Christmas time because it's also kind of a Hallmark movie?
Well, if it's a tour thing, it could be set all year.
Oh, wait. True. Maybe that's like the act one or the ending of the show. It could be like She Loves Me where it builds up to Christmas and then she has to decide who's coming home with her for the Christmas little break.
Oh!
this guy.
There's a dance. There's a dance. You know, there's a gingerbread house competition, is what I'm thinking.
Yes. All right. Okay. Whatever.
Now it is a Hallmark movie.
Yeah. They have to like literally she has to pick her partner for the gingerbread competition.
Oh my God.
And she doesn't know who to pick, and that's another song that she has. Maybe it's
what's
a trio?
The title of that one? Oh.
Ooh.
Like it's a trio and everybody's like singing at her like pick me, you know what I mean? And she doesn't know what to do because she's torn between
those. I almost feel like this is
like
the act one closer.
Yeah, that's like the nonstop moment where she's like gets overwhelmed by the amount of choices and then all the men fade away and just it's AD like, hey, get back into your spot. Come on, places.
Right.
And then
and
she's
like maybe
oh,
I'm
yeah,
also
him.
Jumping the gun here, but I do think that maybe at the end of the entire musical, she decides that she just doesn't want to be a celebrity anymore and just wants to move back to the small town, like move in with this guy, have a family, and her whole life like takes a different turn.
I feel like maybe that's a big conflict between Steffi and Robert, is that Robert keeps saying, oh, you're so fancy, you know, Canadian Idol or whatever. And like, whatever it is. And then he's like trying to bring her down to earth and she's like, no, resistant to it. But he shows her the light. And
taming of the shrew. Right?
Taming of the shrew?
Well, that's not implying Steffi's a shrew or anything the abuse side of it.
But I kind of like that. Like he opens her eyes to like just being having a simpler life, an easier, slower life.
Yeah.
That's so wholesome. Yeah. That's so sweet.
It's like like Pixar's Cars.
Exactly like Cars, except people, you know? And maybe when she comes into the tour, she's like, what is this life? I'm like going from hotel room to hotel room. Like all I'm eating in a day are like the Doubletree cookies. That's also based on real life. Okay. Yesterday, what did I do?
What did I eat for
dinner? Doubletree cookies.
Yeah. Doubletree cookies are really good, by the way.
Oh my God. They are.
I don't think I've had Doubletree cookies.
Oh.
When you check in, they give you free cookies.
Oh. And they're warm. I'll show you right now. Give me one second. Warm. I'll be right back.
They're warm every time.
We're going to get a hands-on experience
literally
with the cookies.
And
they're
listen,
very good.
Hopefully you're into like walnuts in your cookie, like nuts in your cookies, because they're like, they have walnuts in them. Chocolate, the chocolate's like melting. They're so soft.
You know what? You know what? We could get a tie-in with Doubletree and we could just name a song Doubletree Cookie and make it a metaphor for romance.
You have to forgive me. I forgot that I ate my cookie already, but they come in these little bags.
Yeah.
Yes.
But there's nothing in there because I ate it.
I ate two last night. Yeah.
How do you get more? They just give you more cookies?
Last night, they were like handing them out like candy. Like it was just like, here, you want three? You want four? You want to not fit into your costume tomorrow night? Here you go.
I feel like that, you know what? Okay. I think something ties in with this cookie. Like there's something with that.
Yes.
Like maybe that's like left on the on Steffi's station. And like,
or it could be the best friend song describing what real love is. And he's describing it with like
come on, Aaron.
The cookie idea.
Okay. Like,
it's like
love
a
is
fun
a warm
comic
cookie?
Number that's also cute.
Love is a warm cookie. That's the name of
love
a song.
Is a love warm is a warm cookie.
Yes.
But so Steffi D's like so like because she's a celeb, like she doesn't eat gluten.
Yes.
Like she doesn't eat that stuff. You know what I mean? So she's like, I eat a salad every day. I'm on a diet.
And then
like,
she's altering the cookie recipe to fit her dietary needs with every verse.
Yes. Love
See, there's
is a
at least a
cookie.
Comic conceit there.
So yeah.
Would the cookie serve the same purpose as like, you know, the song Vanilla Ice Cream from She Loves Me? Like,
yes.
Where she's analyzing, like really overanalyzing this cookie and what it means.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I think in Act One, we set up that love is a warm cookie and that's the way it feels. And then she's had a really bad show. She tripped over a line and fell down and the assistant director gives her the Doubletree cookies. What? And then she's like picking it apart and then eating it. And then she has a little reprise of that song, finally understanding what love is.
Yes.
Maybe she's maybe she has like, you know how in Book of Mormon in the second act, he has the Mormon fever dream. And it's the coffee cups come out and whatever. Maybe like her whole life like falls apart at the beginning of Act Two. And there's like, it's like a nightmare fever dream. She's like eating all these cookies and like these dancers come out and like haunt her. And You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Like, because every act two like has trippy... to open with a song.
Yeah.
You have to have a song that has nothing to do with the plot, so people can sit down. So you need to have like a fun number that opens act two. Yes.
Right. And she's just, her life's falling apart. She's maybe torn between these two men. They're like coming in and maybe some sexy clothing. You know what I mean? Like, they're coming in, they're all like, you know, buff, like, and like buff out. And
yeah
I'm into
no,
it
just me?
Yeah
okay
yeah yeah,
yeah. I mean, we can go around, we can workshop it.
Okay. So I like this. It is a very she loves me narrative arc. We have our secondary couple. Chaz, I kind of imagine him as a himbo with a little bit of Gaston bravado that like just kind of needs to be brought down to earth by Aaron's character. I don't think we named Aaron's character. We're just calling it Aaron right now.
Oh.
What would you name? What would you name yourself, Aaron?
What would you name yourself?
Yeah.
What would I name myself? Maybe I'd name myself like I don't know. Like, what's a good like best friend name?
Obviously.
Bryce, Tristan.
Tristan.
Honestly, I would take Tristan in honor of our recent health and safety manager who just left the tour. We love him.
We love him.
I would be honored to be named after Tristan.
Tristan's a great name, actually.
I think it's Tristan.
We got Steffi, we got Tristan, we've got Robbie, and we got Chaz. We got all of our characters now. All right.
I love
it. And as Christmas gets closer, our producers that don't exist are telling us that we need to have like a song that they could also put on the radio for Christmas. So like this show has like immortality forever. So we kind of need to invent like a narratively relevant Christmas song that also works when you play it on the radio. What would that be? Because I feel like it should be a little slower pace, a little bit of a like a down moment.
It's gonna have the jingle bells in there though.
Yeah.
Ooh, maybe I think it's definitely a slow song, but maybe like this is another part of the conflict. Like maybe she doesn't know she needs to write it. Like the producers are like after her the entire show, like, you need to write this song. It's part of your contract. So there's conflict, right? And she's like, I'm not inspired. I can't write this song. And maybe like one of the lyrics is inspired by Love is a Warm Cookie. And like maybe she like, as she starts to fall
in love. Back to the emotional connection of Robbie. We got to tie that in. So Robbie says like, why don't you just call it this cynical thing? And then she's like, takes that cynical thing and makes it sincere. But it's like their little joke that it's really cynical. Like where they both kind of like, we don't really have that connection to Christmas. And he's like, well, we could just say no connection to Christmas. And then it becomes this ironic tie,
you know,
that ties their relationship.
The longer this goes on, like the more links I'm seeing into my real life right now, because you just said like, oh, maybe they're like cynical about Christmas. And like, I got to be honest with you, like, I don't like Christmas. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's fine.
I know. But I'm just saying, like, it's like you're in my mind. Like, this is crazy.
Well, because, I mean, the other thing, too, is, like, you know, Christmas.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary, and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Brings out a lot of like trauma for people, and everyone loves to cover it with Santa, cookies, presents, gifts, you know. So maybe there's something there.
Maybe Robert and Steffi both have issues with Christmas, like trauma from their past around
That's what the penultimate moment. Yes. And the penultimate moment is like this gingerbread or whatever thing, this contest they were going to do. They just don't do and they just spend it together.
What if they connect because they build the most like grotesque, sarcastic gingerbread house ever? Like everybody takes it so seriously, but their gingerbread house looks.
And they win.
It looks like
they win the competition.
They have to win.
Yeah.
No, I disagree. I think Chaz and Tristan need to win. I think they would win, but you guys would have the more important thing, which is your connection and the fun. It would be like that narrative.
Maybe there's like a sarcastic Christmas number where it sounds like a Christmas song and the lyrics sort of are like a Christmas song, but everything is being said ironically.
Yeah. Like,
Trashing Christmas. Ooh. Trashing all of it.
Yes.
Yeah. But what's the title? Like, I need a title. We have Love is a Warm Cookie. Oh, wow. Like, why can't we come up with a great title for the song? Nicholas, I'm looking at you.
I know you are, and I'm not creative.
Yeah, I know you can't tell, but I'm making eye contact with you.
I mean, is this
maybe something sad? Like maybe Santa isn't coming down the chimney this year.
Santa doesn't exist. No,
I love that. Like that's a song number.
Santa doesn't exist.
Santa doesn't exist.
The title is like, is Santa coming? And then it builds up to like the punchline, which is Santa doesn't exist.
Santa doesn't exist.
I love this.
I kind of like that. Is Santa coming? Where's Santa?
Where's Santa?
It's like, where are you Christmas?
They live in hotel rooms, right?
Oh, yes. Like, where are you Christmas?
Yes.
Where are you Christmas? It's the where are you Christmas of the show. Yeah.
Wait,
did you say
does Santa come to hotel rooms?
Oh, that's a song number right there.
So, really quickly, I have to say something that we have done on tour is that we, like when we started this tour, there were a lot of kids on tour with us, just people brought their families and everything. And for the first 2 years of tour, I was the person who, whenever we like were in a city for Christmas, I would be Santa. And I would be Santa for the kids because, you know, I want these kids to see a Black Santa.
Yes.
But it was also just so fun to like put on a ridiculous, like, you know, Santa.
Yeah, dress as Santa. It's fun.
I had like a sweater that had Black Santa on it. I loved it. And we did it 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
So I feel like that kind of has to tie into the story in some way.
Well, the best friend can meet Santa at the gingerbread competition.
Yes.
Exactly. And then they still win because of course Santa's going to win the gingerbread competition.
I think because Steffi hates Christmas, Tristan loves.
Yes.
Yeah.
So even like, the best friend can sympathize with that one thing.
Yes.
Even that is the one outlet that she can't get from him. So she goes to Robbie and that's their bonding.
Boom.
And here's another pitch. Maybe this is ridiculous. Maybe they're putting on like the Christmas show. Like they travel from like November to the end of December. So when the contract's up, they're done. But they've been like siphoned with Christmas since October in their lives. So it's overflowed and overstuffed.
That's a good idea.
That's really good.
They're doing
like some sort maybe of Steffi. I think that like they're doing a Christmas spectacular, but Steffi D decides to take the gig because she's like going bankrupt. So she has no choice. Like that's the thing. Like yeah. she has no choice to take yeah. this job. Her yeah. manager is also a character in the show. And it's just like off the top. He's like, you have to take this gig. And I'm like,
Andrew, that's you.
It's Christmas. Andrew. Yeah. That's you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I think. And like, yeah. she's kind of forced to do this gig. So when she comes into it, she's like, ugh.
It's all about Christmas.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't want to do this, but I'm doing it for the money. I'm going bankrupt. My name yeah. is like, I don't know. Maybe that's, she's.
This
the
is like the Act Two storyline, I feel like.
Yeah.
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 That's like you get hints of it in Act One, but you really get hints of it in Act Two. And yeah. I think the end moment is like she finally gets a renewal on her contract for like Big Brother season, whatever, or whatever TV show is finally yes. grabbing her. And she has to pick between Robbie and this new contract. And she picks Robbie, and she that's the last thing we see.
Listen.
And they just pull each other into a kiss, and the curtains close like a reprise of their romantic ballad.
Yeah. And in Love is a Warm Cookie, maybe they sing it as a duet. It starts off really, really slow, and they're like,
No. That's a comedy number. We need to find like their own ballad, their own cynical ballad that type. Okay. Like that's Tristan's moment. Love is a Warm Cookie. It's just kind of like
that one comes back for the secondary couple.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, got it. I'm thinking maybe like they both maybe sing like a song. Maybe it's like a twist on like reality TV, how like I'd rather my reality be with you than like
that.
Be on a reality TV show. You know what I mean? Like this is reality maybe. Like she's like saying, oh my God, like I thought that reality TV was like.
Okay, I love this idea because they're both cynics and they'll be like, this is reality. Life happens, life sucks. Everything, yes. everyone's gonna die someday. Like, and that's yes. what they bond over, and that's yes. their romantic song. But yes. then, like, that's their initial romantic song. And when it comes back in the end, it's like, you're my reality. Yes. You're what I want.
Yes. Oh, wow. That's
the reprise. Mm. The reprise at yeah. the end is this is reality. Yes. Their reality. Yeah. All over each other.
I also smell a sequel where it's like the Kardashians, but it's like their lives together. Like, you know what I mean? The sequel is like, it's set during yeah. Halloween and they're being filmed.
We do five different versions.
We try to make the sequel happen, but like nobody yeah. likes it, but we still yeah. keep putting it
it's
on.
It's like Lloyd Webber style.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess we know that Nick is playing Robbie. We have Aaron as Tristan. We have Andrew as the manager. Like,
I guess I'm in this now.
Oh yeah, you're in it.
Steffi as themselves. So we got all that story. Like, what is the song that we sell from this? Like the one that goes on the radio, the one that gets all the covers, like the one that you're like, oh, that was from a musical. Wow, I've heard that everywhere.
Oh,
I think it's gotta be. I think it has to be a song that is about like how much you hate Christmas.
Yeah, I think so too.
That's the one type of Christmas.
Santa Claus is dead.
There has to be a song that's like Santa sucks or something.
I was gonna say, can we curse
on
this?
Oh, we ask, of course.
So the song would be like "Fuck Santa," "Fuck Santa."
Put that on the poster.
Oh, is it like an explicit musical? Like the more that we're talking about it, the more I'm seeing like it's a parody musical about like Hallmark movies and like tropes, like musical theater tropes, all put together.
Yeah.
And
it's kind I think of like you still like need to have that emotional core that kind of makes you feel yes. good at the
yeah,
end.
It's like a parody of a classic musical, though.
I think yes. vibe. I do think there would be like some sort of beautiful ballad that might be, you know, kind of made into like or popified that is Steffi D's sort of like coming out party, if you will, like her realization, her big epiphany song, right?
Right.
Like her realizing that her life
the 11 o'clock number.
Yes, I like that. What's her 11 o'clock? Like, what do you think? Is it when she realizes she's in love?
Her realizing that her life has not been as fulfilling as she made it out to be. Like now she's met this. I don't want to say that she's met this man because that's ridiculous. But now she's like fallen into this.
Well, that's what happens in Hallmark movies.
Yes,
it is.
But it's sort of
okay.
She's realized.
Okay.
Oh my God, I have so much life here to live.
Mm. All right. What if the title of this show is like Showman Snowmance because it's Christmas and Showman Snowmance.
Oh. How dare you? That is
that's hilarious. Also, I was going to say, I feel like there needs to be another, also another song where she sings, like, that's her first song when she comes in. Like, she talks about, like, being an idol. Like, maybe there's, like, it's like, oh, like, her claim to fame was, like, being on Canadian Idol.
As a name just sounds like it rhymes. So I feel like just, like, when you're Steffi D and, like, there's 50 different rhymes, like...
And it's a patter song. It's you know what I mean? Like, it's a really fast patter song. It's like Not Getting Married Today from Company, but it's
But then it's like, life is great when you're Steffi D. And then when it comes back in Act Two, life's not great when you're Steffi D. And you have to reevaluate what you want.
Oh,
like lessons, an arc. It. And then Robbie's the one that directs us into the happiness. Tristan and Bryce or Chaz end up together. And they're together.
I love the idea of Tristan and Chaz's like reveal. Like maybe they were like, you know, they were just always butting heads throughout the show.
I like that too.
That's they end up together because
they need to have a cute like duet, like a cute like they like each other duet. But it starts off like they hate each other. It's like that song from Wicked. Like, what is this feeling? Mm-hmm. It starts that, but at the end they like each other.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah.
I love that.
It's gotta be. I feel like this is like a really cheesy, very fun musical that I wish existed.
I would see it. I feel like this would be one I would enjoy.
I feel like I'd enjoy this. Thoroughly, like that's the fun of doing this is by the end you're like, fuck, I wish this existed. I kind of want to see this. Who do we think would write the score and lyrics to this show? Like if it was
I'm feeling like Mark Shaman.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was just going to say that.
Like, because he's like glitzy and glamoury enough. Like, his style's like really catchy. Yeah, do you know what I mean? That would be my first choice.
It has to give a little bit of like Hairspray energy.
Yes, Hairspray energy. That's it.
No. Yeah.
And I feel like he'd nail Christmas sound very well. And I've yet to hear him do it. Like, I know he did the Addams Family theme. So he knows Halloween, but we need that Christmas sound.
I'm into this.
I think that is a perfect choice.
And because it's a cynical like Christmas story. Yes. I think that'll work even better.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh
yeah. I love the idea of them having too. Maybe Andrew Lippa.
He's got a little too much spice. I feel he'd add a little bit too much. I feel like you kind of need the jokey at all times. Like, I'd almost say Bobby Lopez before Andrew Lippa.
Bobby Lopez. That's a great choice.
Oh, Bobby Lopez. But then I'm also like, the patter song to me is like Lin-Manuel Miranda. Like, he's writing that song.
Okay. We could do it SpongeBob the Musical style and everyone just sings one song. All right. This premieres on Broadway. What is Frank Rich and Ben Brantley and who's actually doing it? Jesse Green saying about this. What do you think their reviews would say?
Oh, they just like say it's like.
I think, I see the like the headline now, which is like, ho, ho, holy cow. Right?
They would publish that. I love it. They would.
Just like maybe I think they would be shocked at how much they love it.
Yeah.
Like I think everyone who sees it is like, this is gonna close. Like, we're just supporting because they have jobs, you know. Like we're just, but then the gag is like, it's a hit.
Yeah. The tagline would be something like, the Christmas gift you never knew you needed, or something
like
that. Yeah.
Like, the thing is, this Christmas musical, like, I think would hit so hard that it would play year round. Like, it would stop being a Christmas show and be just like this statement of Broadway. Yeah. I'm into this. I want this to happen now.
I also think it's 3.5 hours long, and they're like, 3.5 hours of pure bliss.
It can't
joy.
Be that. It's gotta be. It's gotta be like.
It's gotta be at like Come From Away level.
100
like,
minutes, no intermission. Every musical should be 100 minutes, no intermission.
God. Yes,
make it short.
But speaking of making it short, we just hit the mark. We did it in 30 minutes, you guys.
Yay!
Snowman Showman's coming to Broadway next season, guys.
I also just want to say, like, I'm not a narcissist, and like putting myself in this musical as myself, like, makes me feel disgusting.
We can call her Jessie B.
Jessie B. If it makes you feel any better, it took everything in me to not cast myself as the lead. So I'm really glad that.
Okay.
I wanted to be an offstage cover. I didn't even want to be on stage.
And that's why you're getting the part of Robbie.
That's right.
That's what you don't want it. That's why you're getting it.
Didn't want it.
Oh my goodness.
On that note, this was such a joy. I hope you guys had a lot of fun doing it. Please promote all your social medias if you have it. Take the time to Come From Away National Tour. Come on, yes. Check it out.
You gotta promote that as well.
Oh yes. Nick, why don't you go first? Do you have any social media you want to promote out there?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at Nick Duckart, NickDuckart. That's where I'm most active.
Heck yeah. All right, Aaron, how about you?
My Instagram is Aaron Raystagram on IG, and on Twitter it's Aaron M Ray.
Heck yeah. And Steffi?
Listen, you can follow me on Instagram. I love posting stories and such if you're into that. I'm at Steffi D5. That's STEFFID5, the number 5. And also, I have a website. I made it during the pandemic. So like, check it out. Ed, the Canadian in me is proud that it's a .ca. It's not a .com. It's steffid.ca. So check it out. You can also write to me on my website. So if you want to like write me some fan mail, please.
I'll send her a letter on her web zone.
Yeah, tell me how much you love our musical idea. Yeah. Also, can I say this? You know what's so funny when I saw the email for this invitation? Musicals with cheese. Like, have you seen Come From Away? Like the whole, there's a big joke about fish with cheese in it.
Oh yes. Oh, and when we covered it on our show, we brought that up.
Come From Away is great. Fantastic.
Okay. I was guys know. Okay.
Oh yeah.
We know.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. Come From Away is sincerely one of the best things that ever hit Broadway. And truly, you guys are putting on a great show. I saw the tour a little bit ago. Thank you guys for what you do. And yeah, I think that's all. We'll see you next time on Musicals with Cheese Make Me a Musical.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah,
Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.